Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 13, His Repossession. And He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away. Revelation 21, verse 4. When Adam and Eve rejected the moral umbrella of the Creator, sin entered the world. Then they tried to fix the problem themselves. Victor Hamilton explains, "The couple's solution with this new enigma is freighted with folly. Having committed the sin themselves and now living with its immediate consequences, i.e., the experience of shame, the loss of innocence, they attempt to alleviate the problem themselves. Rather than driving them back to God, their guilt leads them into a self-atoning, self-protecting procedure. They must cover themselves." Victor P. Hamilton, The Book of Genesis, NICNT, 1990. But they couldn't fix it. Besides sin-induced fear, shame, and blame, see Genesis 3, they would also experience pain and death. Our story would be the saddest and most hopeless story in the universe if the Bible had ended there. But that is not where it ends. It's where it only begins, because in Genesis 3, verse 15, God makes a covenantal promise that brings hope to humanity. He makes the divine announcement that this was not the end. God told the tempter, "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel." Genesis 3, verse 15. God promised recovery for His children, and the rest of the Bible is the story of redemption. We couldn't fix it ourselves. We needed a Savior to defeat the serpent. Jesus carried our sin to the cross and won victory over evil and its consequences. I am so thankful that in the new earth, the consequences of the fall will no longer exist. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will no longer be any death, mourning, or crying or pain. Revelation 21, verse 4. If you are in pain or mourning, join me in praising Jesus for achieving the victory that will remove all the consequences of sin. We know the end of the story, and Jesus wins.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!